Tom, this is Houston. We've been talking with the doc here, and it sounds like there's only one way that we can get you unwound and to sleep tonight. We're not sure how to get that up to you.
Yeah, I understand. Understand, y'all. Well, we're going to sack out shortly. But stay after a day like that, you just want to talk about a few things there and relax.
Yeah, we sure understand.
Houston, Johnny, read me. We just a little switching around over here.
Roger, we're still reading you 5 by, Dino.
Okay, I'll be listening to you tonight.
Hey, very good. We'll try not to bother you.
Don't feel bad if you have to.
Barb called over just a few minutes ago. She stayed up right to the end listening, and she was happy as could be.
Yes, appreciate that.
Yeah, we've been keeping in pretty close touch with all the gals, in fact, for all three of you guys, and those dang gals are learning to read the flight plans and the checklists, and they keep asking us when you're going to do this and why you didn't do that, and they come up with some pretty embarrassing questions sometimes.
God, we got enough of those people. We don't need any more.
You got three of them waiting when you get back.
Yeah, I guess we'll take it in stride. Right. Thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We have about 1 minute, 15 seconds now before we lose contact with Apollo 10 as it goes around behind the moon on this, the 18th revolution. Flight Director Milton Windler has just gone around the room and checked the status of the spacecraft with all of his flight controllers before we lose contact. Everything appears to be in good order at this time. The flight surgeon advises that the crew appears to be either asleep or going to sleep at this time. And we don't expect that we'll hear any more from them for the rest of the sleep period. They do have the option to extend this sleep period through 121 hours ground elapsed time if they so desire. Tom Stafford said that they may be up and about somewhat before that. If they're not up by that time, the ground would awake them. And we should have loss of signal just about now. And our ECOM advises that we do have LOS. We'll be prepared to come up again when we reacquire contact with the spacecraft, although I don't expect we'll have anything more than telemetry information at that time, in about which will be about 46 minutes or so from now. At 111 hours, 28 minutes, this is Apollo Control.